All right, next up we've got The Magnetic Letters.
I'd never have believed if you told me 2 months ago I'd be standing here. This kangaroo court is about to pass its sentence on me. Two words keep running through my brain as I contemplate re-education. Try me.
I don't think I've ever said this song might have too much theremin. But I think this song might have too much theremin. Like, it started to get on my ears a little bit after a while.
No way. I love theremin.
But yeah, I like the song. I liked how sci-fi sounding it was. The theremin definitely helps in that area. I was glad when the tempo change happened. It kind of woke me up, and I'm like, well, that's cool. And then, like, you know, there was this line about getting drugged after somebody jams a needle in your neck, and then it goes all slow. And I thought that was really cool. I thought it helped kind of move the story forward. This is a pretty creative song, and I gotta give The Magnetic Letters props for pulling off an interesting sci-fi story song and having the music kind of match what's happening in the song, which I thought was really cool. I appreciate the creativity, but I'm not sure I'm going to listen to this a bunch more times, but I thought it was interesting, and that's always a plus.
Yeah, I thought it was really fun. My main complaint, I guess, about this was I felt like the lyrics weren't particularly, like, musical sounding. I mean, like, it just sort of felt like talking, you know, like you kind of wrote down the story and it was almost like improvisation or something, like musical theater, kind of like, oh, I'm going to, like, fill in the narrative here. But I didn't like the way that the lyrics were crafted from that point of view. But I loved the story. And, you know, I think somebody on the boards had suggested, like, actually, maybe could have just started at the point when you're talking about the nicotine gum, you know, and kind of left out that whole, like, first flashback. And it probably, you know, I think that probably could have worked as well. But, you know, it kept me interested. And, you know, I went back a few times to kind of, like, listen to it and, like, read the lyrics along with it and figure out what's going on in the whole thing. And I was like, oh, you know, this is just very creative and very fun. And, you know, the music supports it really well. The music does a great job of supporting the narrative and having a lot of kind of dynamic shifts to keep you interested without feeling like it's a completely, you know, jumping into a completely different song. So I thought that was all very, like, well-crafted, very well put together.
I thought it was very well made. It was really engaging. You know, the words draw you into the story. I thought it was interesting and well produced and maybe fun, but I didn't really get any payoff. You know, there's nothing really to bring me back for repeat listens. And that's kind of a key sort of a thing for Songfight, I think. It's like, what are you going to want to listen to again? And I thought there wasn't a really satisfying resolution to the song either. And that's just, I don't know, maybe, you know, in my old age, I'm not as excited about things that don't end the way that I want them to or end in a more interesting sort of a fashion. Like, there's this old song, The Night That the Lights Went Out in Georgia. And I just remember just having nightmares about that song when I was a little kid. And I still think to this day, the ending to it is not something that I want to listen to as a song. I don't want to be entertained by that. And I think that kind of suffers from this here. So, you know, it doesn't have to be a happy ending, but it has to be a more interesting ending than this. So it's sort of a maybe a Halloween song, maybe a nightmare song sort of a thing. But I don't see any reason to go back and listen to it again.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like Halloween or, you know, kind of like a novelty song, like a Halloween Simpsons episode or something. But
yeah, a Twilight Zone or maybe a Orwellian sort of a Twilight Zone-ish type deal.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I thought it was well written and I thought it was fun.
Yeah, well produced, well done, well performed. I just, you know,